time. Proudly hosted this year in Central Nebraska, we're able to bring you state volleyball games thanks to the support of the fine sponsors of this broadcast. Let's take you to the gym for state volleyball action here on the stations of Platte River Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Grand Island Northwest as we get ready for the final game in Class D1, being the first day of the 2012 State Volleyball Tournament, as the Mustangs of Silver Lake take on the Blue Jays of Guardian Angel Central Catholic up in West Point. Silver Lake comes in 23-7. Guardian Angels are 28-4. They are coached by Sandy Nelson. They have made 14 state tournament appearances, most recently last year, 2011. They were the runner-ups in 2006 and 1999. They were the champions in 2001, 2, 3, and 4. So they had quite a run there. But it's been a while. Well, they were here last year, but it's been a while since they've been in contention for Silver Lake. This is their third state tournament appearance, and their last time was back in 1999. So it's been quite a while for Stacy Helt and the Silver Lake Mustangs. They come in today with a 23-7 record, but they're on a 10-0 winning streak. They were beaten by Blue Hill. Then since that time, they've run through 10 straight, including the district tournament and sub-districts and district championship. Guardian Angels, on the other hand, they're coming in on a 3-3 run. They've had a little bit more of a struggle here as they lost a game early in the year. In fact, it was their third game against Lutheran High Northeast, which is here, and in the semifinals. They went all the way straight on until they ran into Norfolk Catholic, lost to them, beat Battle Creek, beat Crofton, lost to Hardington CC, who's in the semifinals here, beat Cedar Bluffs, lost to Howells Dodge. Howells Dodge was upset by Exeter Milligan this morning in the first round of the state tournament, so they come in on a 3-3 run. My son Nate Baldwin aside here tonight, ready to watch some great volleyball action. We just saw the game in front of us where St. Mary's and Ansley Litchfield play. And whoever wins this one's going to have their hands full.
Yeah, that's right. They're very both scrappy teams, but they pulled it together, and it was a great match to watch.
St. Mary's pulled it out. They're 31-2 now. They're a tough, tough volleyball team. So whoever wins this one is going to have their hands full tomorrow when they have to play in the semifinals. We'll come back with the starting lineups. We're going to take a quick timeout, 30-second timeout. You're listening to state volleyball action right here on I'll just tell you what, it's 94.5 The Breeze.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here as we get set to go for this final first round game in Class D1 between Silver Lake and Guardian Angels. For the Blue Jays of Guardian Angels Central Catholic, which again, as I said, located up in West Point, it'll be Emily Kenobi, a 5'9 senior outside hitter. Jamie Petz, a 5'2 sophomore, a setter. Abby Ortmeyer, the 6-foot senior middle hitter. Kendra Schlottman, she's a 5'3 senior. Annie Newwanner, she's a 5'9 senior middle hitter. And Krista Fisher, 5'7 sophomore outside hitter. And that's the starting line. The libero's Emily Petz, by the way, a 5'4 senior for Guardian Angels. Sandy Nelson, their head coach. And again, this is their 14th appearance in the state tournament. For the Mustangs of Silver Lake, they'll go like this. Alyssa Ehrman, a 5'4 sophomore outside hitter. Sydney Parr, a 5'6 freshman center. And then Megan Rockefeller, a 5'10 senior outside hitter. Kyla Tim, she's a junior, another setter. And she's 5'4". Mackenzie Scupa, 344 kills coming into the state tournament. She's a 6'2 outside hitter senior. She is the power for this Silver Lake team. Sydney Meyer, senior 5'8 middle blocker. She's coming into this as the and then the libero is Josie Parr, a 5'2 sophomore. So there's your starting lineups for Stacy Helt's Silver Lake Mustangs. Again, this is their third appearance at the state tournament. So they're going to introduce the starters and the non-starters here. We're going to have the first serve coming up right after this. KLIQ 94.5 The Breeze. We're back in 30 seconds.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Start. Let's take a look at some of the other scores right now. It was right before us, Giltner defeating Stewart, 25-22, 25-17, 25-17. That action in Class D2. Giltner will be taking on either Mullen or Humphrey. That game is going on right now. And the other semifinal bracket, Meade, takes on Cedar Valley. Here in D1 earlier today, as we talked about, St. Mary's beat Ansley Litchfield. Sutherland defeated Alma 25-21, 25-17, 25-17. They'll take on Exeter Milligan, who upset Howells Dodge 25-20, 23-25, 22-25, 25-22, 19-17. Over in Class C2, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Hardington CC tomorrow morning, and it'll be Lincoln Lutheran High Northeast against North Platte St. Pat's. That's tomorrow in Class C2. In Class A, it's Papillion La Vista South against Millard West, Pius X against Omaha Marion. Class B, Waverly against Heartland. Sydney just won in 5 over Norris. They'll play either Gretna or Omaha Gross. C1, SCOTUS will face Ogallala, and Lincoln Christian just defeated Norfolk Catholic, and they'll play either Kearney Catholic or Lincoln Lutheran. That game's going on right now over at the Heartland Event Center. So there you go. You're all caught up with what's happening in this first day of the state volleyball tournament. And Silver Lake will be right below us in the, I guess you call it, what color is that, son?
Maroon.
Thank you, maroon. Maroon and white. And the Guardian Angels are in blue and black and white. And here we go. Guardian Angels will be on the other side of us. They'll be far away from us. And Silver Lake will be right below us. And it will be the Guardian Angels serve first. And back to serve will be Niewanner for the Angels. The Blue Jays, they set it up. Here's the hit over the middle. Nice hit by Megan Rockefeller, the senior. She starts things off with a kill. It's partially blocked, but goes out. And it's 1-0. The Mustangs on top. Back to serve is Kyla Tim, the 5'4 junior for Silver Lake. Serve is taken. Not a very good pass. In fact, they're going to call it a legal hit on Abby Ortmeyer. And just like that, the underdogs are out 2-0.
That's right.
Good start for them. And here comes Kyla Tim's second serve. Again, a deep one. This taken again by Ortmeyer. They dink it over. And that was Kenobi. Here's a shot. Oh, and hit the net, came back. So that'll be 4 hits. Nice try by Megan Rockefeller, but it got caught in the net and kind of flung back, and nobody was there. 2-1 as the Blue Jays are on the board. Emily Kenobi back to serve. Taken by the libero here on the near side, Josie Parr. Pass clear across the court and trying to get it over. Sneaking over with Sydney Parr, but she was blocked. And I believe she was blocked by Abby Ortmeyer. Tied up at 2 here in game 1. Here's a serve. There's an ace serve as the Mustangs had a little miscommunication maybe.
Yeah, just went right between the two defenders. So
3-2 now. The Blue Jays are coming out, and they've hit 3 straight. There's one's going to be almost an ace serve. It's saved. Free ball over by Scoopaw, but it goes long, and it's 4-2. And the Blue Jays have scored 4 straight after trailing 2-0. Here's the serve again by Kenobi. Set, back set. Here's a shot put over by Rockefeller. Dug out way deep. Nice set. Beaked over by Ortmeier. Now a net play. Good block again by Ortmeier as Rockefeller tried to get it. She hit it nice, but it was blocked right back on the floor. 5-2 Blue Jays. The Mustangs had an early lead, but the Blue Jays have come storming out. Another back set. Here's another one by Rockefeller. Saved in the back line, but way deep. A little miss hit there by Schlottman, 5'3 senior, for the Angels. And now the Mustangs on the board, 5-3, and they need to make a run here now. That is Rockefeller back to serve. She was, like, standing right underneath this here. There was almost an illegal hit. Stinked over, but it's wide by Ortmeier. So a big break there for the Mustangs. It's 5-4. And going back to serve deep is Rockefeller. Here she gets a running start at it. Jump serve taken by the libero Pets. Set up, big hit across the court by Krista Fisher.
I thought that was in.
Yeah. Well, good thing for Silver Lake it wasn't, but you and I had the best view of it. We're way up here, though, looking down, and we saw it hit in, but the line judge doesn't have the view we have. So it's 5-5 now. Good job by Silver Lake. And just as we say that, service there. So it's 6-5 Blue Jays. And coming in now for Guardian Angels is Carly Brock. She's a 6'1 senior. And back to serve will be Jamie Pets. And it's in.
That one's in.
That one we could tell. And it's an ace serve. It's 7-5. So Silver Lake needs to put a stop to this little run here by the Blue Jays. There's the libero Pets taking it. Set up. Here's Rock. That was Mackenzie Scoopaw, and she's got a big hit, but she was stuffed. I don't know who that was that stuffed it there.
I don't know. It was a good stuff.
It was a good stuff, but it's 8-5 now in favor of the Blue Jays. Let's see what they can do now. Here's on this side, nice little dink over by Meyer for the Mustangs. And, there was the block by Scoopaw, but it came off her block and went out after the hit of Carly Brock. And it's 9-5. Guardian Angels up by 4. Back to serve once again is Jamie Pets, the sophomore for the Blue Jays. Here in the back row, taken by Rockefeller. Nice pass up to Tim. They're going to call Tim in the net, though. It's 10-5 in favor of the Guardian Angels.
They need to stop this before this gets out of hand for them.
They can't afford to let it get too much more. 10-5 right now. See if there's a timeout called after this. So, that's even better yet. Service error by the Blue Jays. That helps. And now back to serve will be Sydney Meyer, 5'8 senior for the Mustangs. They're only down by 4, 10-6 here in the first game. That one's going to float deep, taken by Brock. She sets it over. They set it up. Here's the set by Kim. Oh, there's Scoopaw. And that's what we were told, that she's got a lot of power.
Big kill right there. And that's really going to help them come back.
10-7. Mustangs down by 3. Meyer serve. Taken in the middle by Fisher. Passed over. Brock puts it over and right in the old donut hole, as we call it. I used to call it the old campfire defense. You're all sitting around the campfire and you watch the ball fall right in the middle. 11-7. That's exactly what happened there.
That's it. That is.
You're going to learn some wisdom here tonight, son. All right. Set it up behind. Here's Scoopaw. She just sets it over. They set it up now, the Blue Jays. Here's Brock with a big hit. That was Krista Fisher, the 5'7 sophomore. She hit that one hard. They got a little piece of it, but it goes out. It's 12-7 Blue Jays here in game number one. Back to serve once again was Ortmeier. Set. Here's Scoopaw over the middle. That one is blocked right back at her. They'll set it up for her again. One more time. She softly puts it over. They dig it out. One more time, and that time they're going to say she reached over the net. That time they said she went just a little too far over the net. It's 13-7. Ortmeier back to serve again for the Blue Jays. taken by Pets. He set it up. Whoops.
A miscommunication.
Yep. Scoopaw almost fell down just trying to get to it. And then while they were looking at each other, the Blue Jays hit one right back over the net on the floor, and it's 14-7. Silver Lake calls a timeout. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on 94.5 The Breeze.
From the Grand Island of Hy-Vee, we've got a couple of things from that great food court deli. Rotisserie chicken with 2 pints of sides, normally $11.99, only $5.50. And some 16-inch and 12-inch pizza, 2-topping combos with 6 bread items and pop, normally $16.99, only $8. It's available right now when you log in to buyeasyauction.com. That's buyeasyauction.com, online, anytime.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're glad you're joining us here on The Breeze, 94.5. Mark Baldwin, Nate Baldwin, 14-7 in game one as the Mustangs of Silver Lake down by 7. Trying to get something going here. Call the timeout. First timeout in game one. See if they can break this long string by Abby Ortmeier. She's been back there for quite a while. Deep serve taken by Rockefeller. Set up by Parr, and Scoupon just dinks it over. Now here come the Blue Jays on the attack. Big hit, but dug out nicely by Tim. Out of the net. Scoopaw will just free ball it over. So the Blue Jays on the attack again. Brock just sets it over, and in the back line, Carly Brock. She set it deep, and they thought it was going to be too deep, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it just hit the back corner, so good shot by them.
15-7, the Blue Jays. Here's a serve taken over the near corner. Passed over to Parr. Here's Scoopaw. There's a big hit, but it went too far. Too deep. Thought maybe somebody might have got a piece of it at the net, but nobody touched it. 16-7 now. Soft serve over. And again, at the net, little jump ball between the center, Parr, and Annie Neuwanner, 5'9 senior. And she had the height advantage, and the Angels stuffed it down. It's 17-7. Big run going on here by Guardian Angels Central Catholic. There's a set over by Parr. Now the Angels on the attack, but that pass was in the net. They couldn't dig it out. Krista Fisher for Guardian Angels Central Catholic couldn't dig it out. So it's side back out to the Mustangs. And serving is Sydney Parr. They're down by 9, 17-8. Parr sets it up. Scoopaw deep again. Oh, they touched it. It was touched by the libero, Emily Pett, so a big break for Silver Lake. 17-9. She reached out and just got a little bit of it. Now comes a serve by Sydney Parr. She's a freshman, doing a nice job at the service line. Here's the set by Guardian Angels. It was put right over real soft and easily by Annie Neuwanner.
That's just a hard spot to get to on the floor.
Well, everybody's over on the bench side, and they get it right over on the far side and get it right in there on the end line, or in the inside line. It's 18-9. Here's the set by Tim. Scoopaw comes over. Nice hit, but it's dug out in the back row. It's going to be a free ball back over to the Mustangs. Set up. Scoopaw again. Back. That time she was falling backwards.
Yeah.
Hit it into the net, 19-9 in game one. Blue Jays on top. Best of five. Back to serve is Krista Fisher, the 5'7 sophomore. Jump serve right off the top of the net. Can't do anything about that when it hits the net and then just falls over right in front of you.
Yeah, that's hard.
Timeout, Silver Lake. 20-9 here in game one. We'll go over some other scores. We'll pass those on to you down the road here. But first, a 30-second timeout right here on The Breeze, 94.5.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, after the second timeout here in game one by Silver Lake, they find themselves down 20-9. They're trying to need to get something going here. And serving, continue to serve, is Krista Fisher, 5'7 sophomore for the Blue Jays. Way back, she does a little jump serve. That one cleared the net and close the floor. That one went deep, and it's 20-10. Well, the last time she hit the top of the net, and it just barely got over. That time, she wanted to get a little bit more depth in it, and she did. Scoopaw back to serve now, the 6'2 senior. It's taken up front, passed here on the near side. Nice left-handed shot there by Emily Kenobi. Now the Angels scrapping around for it. Kenobi again gets it off the top of the tape. And got it to fall right down, right behind Jocelyn Graybell. The 5'7 freshman is in there now for Silver Lake. So we've seen some new players out on the floor real quick. 21-10 now. And back to serve is Brock. Set up by Parr. And then set over by Rockefeller. Mustangs on the attack. Rockefeller, there she goes. Got it through the blockers and down. And it's 21-11, so they finally put a little stop to that long run by the Blue Jays.
They get the service back, and the libero's back there now.
And that is Josie Parr. She's the sophomore. Well, we're making sure everybody's all set. Here we go. She's going to look like me. She's doing nope. She'll do a traditional serve. It's taken there by Ortmeier. Set up. Another left-handed hit. Was touched and then back over on the Angels. Now they just flip it over to the Mustangs. Now back over to the Angels. They'll set it up. There's the set. Hit right down the middle. And a nice chub by Scoopaw to dig it out in the back. Once again set. Here's another hit. Near side by Kenobi. Once again the Mustangs receive it. And then a big hit by Rockefeller. She gets it to go right through. And it's 21-12.
Yeah, the Blue Jays tried to block that one, but she hit it too hard and went right through and down. That was a real nice hit.
So now that they've got Parr back to serve again, they're on a little run here, down by 9, 21-12. Taken to the center by Fisher. Set up. Now the other side, that's a big hit. That time by Annie Newwater.
And that one sails deep.
So the Angels back up 22-12. Back to serve is Newwater, 5'9 senior. Taken by Parr, set up, shot put into the net by Sydney Meyer, and it's 23-12 now as the Mustangs trying to hold the Blue Jays from getting two more points and taking this first set, first game. Service to Meyer, and then it's Parr, and it gets it over to Tim. Set up, another left-handed hit down by Kenobi, Emily Kenobi. She's a good outside hitter, especially on this near side.
Yeah, she's doing some damage tonight, so hopefully they'll adjust to make some defense for her.
Going to have to do some adjustments for sure, almost an ace serve. Set up, Meyer puts it over for the Mustangs on a free hit. Set up, here's a shot right over the middle by Ortmeier, but they dig it out, the Mustangs. There's Rockefeller, but she was, no, it was the net call on the Blue Jays as Jamie Petz got into the net. So there's a break for the Mustangs. 24-13, though, still game point. And back to serve is Kyla Tim. Set up high, back shot put into the net. Rockefeller digs it out for the Mustangs. Now she'll get the set. She gets the kill. It's blocked and it goes out. That was quite the block.
That was.
To tell you how much power it was, they blocked it to the net. And it came all the way back down below us. 24-14. So the Mustangs hanging in tough. There's the serve. Passed over. Almost set too high for Kenobi, but she gets it over. Free hit. Now there's one another off the blockers. Now Rockefeller. This Megan Rockefeller, 246 kills. You know, they said Scoopaw is the big hitter, but this Rockefeller, she can hit the ball really well.
She's not going around, that's for sure.
Here's the serve taken in the middle by Fisher for the Angels. They set it down, and there's a long hit out by Ortmeier, and it's 24-16.
Yeah, well, Mustangs are making a little run of themselves right here.
Well, they can't allow a point to be scored only by themselves, so this game's over. There's a serve once again by Tim. Set behind the back, shot by Kenobi. Blocked, they're going to get another net call. Or actually, he says she stepped under the net. Kenobi did, and it's 24-17. Oh, boy, this is fun. Kyla Tim back to serve again. She's done a great job. No room for errors, though. Service taken by Ortmeier. Set up. Ortmeier on the near side. That time she got it down right in front of Josie Parr. But what a great run by the Mustangs.
That was fun.
Right before the end of game one. 25-17, Guardian Angels. Central Catholic take game one, and we'll come back with game two. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on the Breeze 94.5.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're gonna meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
At BuyEasyAuction.com, we've got a new lower price on Big Apple Bagels. Dozen made from scratch bagels, your choice from the regular selection, and a whole bunch of different flavors, plus a couple of half pounds of cream cheese in various flavors. Mix and match as you see fit. Normally $17.49. Right now, just $8.99 at BuyEasyAuction.com. Big Apple Bagels between the malls, Grand Island, at BuyEasyAuction.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here at Grand Island Northwest as we get ready for game number two. And this is one of those when even though you can lose the first two and still win the match, after you lose the first one, you want to come back out and win the second.
Yeah, you want to come out real strong, and I think they're going to make adjustments, and I think they're going to make it a good next set.
Well, they sort of made this first game what it looked like it might be a blowout, even though it was still kind of a 10-point win. It would have been a lot worse than that.
Yeah, and they had a good run in the end, but we're excited to see what's going to happen in this next one.
Here we go, as the Mustangs will serve first. And back to serve will be Kyla Tim. She had a nice run. In fact, she was the one that served during that long run for the Mustangs.
Okay.
So she's the one they want to start this second game over. See if they can get game two and extend the match a little bit. Best of five. Had some five setters today. Here is Tim to do the serving. Right down below us now are the Blue Jays. There's the set by Petz, and it's blocked but goes out by Rockefeller. Close, just didn't fall in between the lines.
Yeah.
So that means 1-0 Blue Jays, and down to serve in front of us here is Emily Kenobi. Nice deep serve taken by Skupaw. Set up high, here's Rockefeller. That one's blocked. Wow, we haven't seen a lot of blocking, but that was a nice block there by Abby Ortmeier.
That was, came down just in the back. Good point.
2-0 now, Angels, Blue Jays. It's the Guardian Angels, Central Catholic Blue Jays, West Point. Here's the serve by Kenobi. Skupaw set by Tim. And there's a shot put over by Parr, but unfortunately it was blocked and it kept going farther back and farther back. Skupaw got a part of it, but she didn't hit it forward. It went backwards, and it's 3-0. This is what the Blue Jays wanted to start off the game to, but not what the Silver Lake Mustangs wanted.
That's not what they wanted.
Here's the serve again by Kenobi. Now we're going to have a net call. This time, well, it's on Silver Lake. It looked like that maybe Kyla Tim got tied up in the net. 4-0 in favor of the Blue Jays here to start game two. They're up 1-0. There's a deep serve taken in the far corner by Parr. Passed over. Here is a shot put right down by Sydney Parr. So there is a point. Stop that run by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Mustangs are going to look for a little run of themselves right here to catch back up with the Mustangs.
Megan Rockefeller, the 5'10 senior. Little jump serve. Passed over to Petz. tipped over by Ortmeyer. And trying to bring it up was Sydney Meyer. She just couldn't get down on the floor quick enough. 5-1, Blue Jays here in game two. Service there by Ortmeyer. Set up. Here's Skupoff. And she gets it down. That was a nice hit. She's going to have to be a lot more dominant when she's up in front.
Yeah, I think for them to get more points, they're really going to have to look for her and Rockefeller to lead the way.
You are so right. 5-2. Silver Lake down by 3. Nice serve taken in the middle. Set up by Petz and then set over. Now the Mustangs on the attack. Skupoff, there was a big hit, but it was blocked by Ortmeyer. So Skupoff this time just going to set it over. Here's the libero. That's Pence. They set it up. Here's shot right down the line by Carly Brock, the 6'1 senior. She just kind of threaded that one right down the sideline. 6-2. Blue Jays on top here in game two. They're up 1-0. Service now is going to be Abby Ortmeyer. Taken by Rockefeller. Pass. They set it over to the Blue Jays. And they'll set it right back over. Skupaw's there. Set up to Skupoff. Skupoff going backwards. Blocked it out. This pass wasn't very good, and she was going backwards. She got it over, but she didn't have any chance to block it once she got it over there.
Yeah, and it just fell right back into the deep end of their own zone.
7-2, Blue Jays. Service is deep. Taken by Rockefeller. Behind her back set, Skupoff. Swing hit. Partially blocked and losing it. Looked like in the lights. Was Newwater. She got a part of it, and it went straight up, but I don't think she could find it.
Yeah, that'd be hard under there.
Yeah, well, it'd be hard for us. That would be for sure. Parr serves it. And an ace serve right in front of the libero, Emily Petz, and it's 7-4.
This is what they were looking for.
See if they can get three more. Parr serve. Petz this time brings it up. They set it over. Here's the shot. Oh, wow. That one was pretty seamless. Annie Newwater just hit that thing sweet, and it went down. Nobody was around it. 8-4, Blue Jays back up by 4. It is Fisher. Fisher serve. Ace serve is Rockefeller.
Looks like a little miscommunication over there on the service defense.
Kyla Tim didn't know if it was going to be her or Rockefeller. It was the other way around, too.
Yeah.
So it's 9-4, Blue Jays here in game two. Silver Lake's down 1-0. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5.
After an accident, you need the Get It Done guarantee
from the new Jansen Auto Body.
Free 24-hour towing to the shop.
Flexible hours for easy estimates.
They'll even come to your home or work.
They conquer the paperwork.
And your repairs will be done on time.
Click JansenAutoBody.com.
Jansen Auto Body, spelled J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
On East J in Hastings. Lock this into your cell phone.
402-463-5001. J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Got it done.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest. The final game in D1, 9-4. Blue Jays of Guardian Angel Central Catholic ahead of the Mustangs of Silver Lake. And they're down a game, the Mustangs are, 1-0. There's the serve once again, and it's taken by the libero, Parr. Set up, then nice set right over the net. And the Blue Jays on the attack. There's a big hit, but it hit the net and goes out by Kenobi. And so the Mustangs get the point, 9-5, and back to serve will be Skupoff, 6'2 senior. McKenzie, 344 kills, 244 digs. Right over the middle, set over by the Newwater. Nice hit over here by Rockefeller. Into the net, and they could not dig it out. The Blue Jays could not. So here comes the Mustangs, 9-6.
Yeah, it was a rough hit into the net. It's hard to get back out of there. So
once it's in the net, it's really difficult. Skupoff's second serve. Taken right in the middle by Newwater. Free-balled over by Kenobi.
Nice dig out.
Back over here on the Angel of the Blue Jays side. And there's a big hit again by Carly Brock, 6'1 senior. Came off the bench and played really well. She had 166 kills. They had five players with over 100 kills, two over 200. There's one by Rockefeller, and it's in for the Mustangs. It's 10-7.
She proves to be effective still, and so everyone has to get behind her leadership.
She and Scoopaw, again, as you mentioned earlier, they're going to have to lead the way. They need to make this close. Right now they're down 10-7. Here comes the serve by Josie Parr. Set up near side, Kenobi. Backline, Scoopaw takes it. Now it's a jump ball over the net. Falls on the Blue Jay side, though, unfortunately, and it's 12-7 in favor of the Blue Jays. 11-7, excuse me. Down to serve right in front of us is Newwater. It's taken by a Parr. Set up. Block at the net. Once again, right there to block it was Ortmeier. She's had some good blocks.
She did a real nice job just putting it back down where no one was.
12-7 here in game two. Served once again by Newwater.
That one flew far.
Deep. 12-8. Game two. Back to serve is Tim for the Mustangs. Set right up and over and down on the floor. Trying to catch everybody by surprise was Jamie Pence, and she did. 13-8, Blue Jays. Game two. Blue Jays won game one. 25-15. Here's the set by Tim. Parr gets it over. Now the Angels are digging it out. Tim sets it up again. Here's Rockefeller. It's blocked, but it goes out this time by Abby Ortmeier. So score for the Mustangs. 13-9. 4-point lead as Rockefeller drops back to serve. The five. It's bad when you're bad on the station to get out.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays serving now. 14-10. They lead it here in game two. There's a nice jump serve by Pets. Tim is there. And the free balling it over, but right into the net is Parr, Sydney Parr, the freshman, and it's 15-10.
Tried to bump that over her head.
Well, when you're not looking towards the net, you're hoping it goes high enough over the net, but you can't see it. There's a serve that just crawled over the net, and then a miss hit by Sydney Meyer. It's 16-10, and the Mustangs down by six. This is their biggest deficit here in game two. Down one game to nothing. Another jump serve, and a nice one again by Pets. Way out there, Scoopaw. She's going to be called for the double hit. She knew it, 17-10. Well, it was a tough one off the server seat. This is a good serve.
Yeah, she got a nice jump serve. It's a real nice jump.
Here it comes again. Back row taken this time by Parr. Here's Scoopaw, and she powers it home. 17-11. That was a nice hit. She got the vertical jump. She wanted to time it right. Good pass. And that stopped the run there by the Blue Jays. So back to serve is Sydney Meyer, the 5'8 senior for the Mustangs. Takes it over to Pets. That's Emily Pets. Passed over to Brock. She just gets it over. Somebody's in the net. And it was on the Mustangs side. 18-11.
Not to stay out of the net.
We just haven't got a very good run. They just can't get two or three together right now in the second game.
Yeah, very sporadic scoring.
Down to serve now. In front of us is Abby Ortmeier. Nice hard serve taken in the back by Tim. Nice by Parr and freeballed over by Emily Pets. And then set to cut Emily Pets, but Josie Parr, excuse me. And again, a big hit by Scoopaw. It's 18-12. Back to serve now will be Sydney Parr. There's a missed set by Jamie Pett, and it's 18-13. Well, you know, the Mustangs made that little run in game one.
Maybe we're going to see the same thing right here.
And they're hoping so. Sydney Parr served, taken in the back row by Ortmeier. Here's Brock again, and she's two for two right over the middle. She doesn't jump up too high. She just hits a nice little soft and powerful hit. Well, that's right, soft and powerful. It just seems soft. 19-13. Here comes the serve by Fisher. Passed over to Scoopaw. She just has to set it over. Brock sets it up for the Blue Jays. And then it's hit by Kenobi. It's blocked but goes out. And it's 21-13. Blue Jays now. They're within, I thought it was 21. I guess it's 20-13. Timeout called by the Mustangs anyway. They're down by 7. 20-13 here in game 2 as we get closer to what Silver Lake's going to have their backs up against the wall here if they lose this one. We'll take a quick 30. Be back after this on the Breeze, 94.5.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here we are live from Grand Island Northwest in game, this would be the fourth game of the day in Class D1. It's the final one. And the Guardian Angels Central County Blue Jays are up 20-13 over the Mustangs of Silver Lake. Scoop-off, big hit. Not able to handle it was Jamie Pets, and it's 20-15. You were saying this is the time for them to make a little run. Well, this is it. They're down by 6 right now.
Yeah, and like you said, if they lose this one, they're going to be backed up against the wall. So they're really going to want to look to make a comeback of this game.
Scoop-off back to serve. Floats it over real softly. Set at the net and then pushed over by Carly Brock, and Silver Lake couldn't bring it up. It's 21-14. They just not been able to sustain a long serving, except for what we saw in game one, that end of game one.
Yeah, just that little end run.
Brock floats it over there. Scoop-off sets it up. Here's Rockefeller right off the tip of the blockers and getting a little fist on it was Brock, but she couldn't bring it up. So that's a break for the Mustangs, 21-15. And back to serve now will be Josie Parr.
And again, they're going to be looking for a little run here for the catch-up.
Down by 6. Parr serve in the middle, taken by Fisher. Passes it over to Kenobi. Kenobi right down in the middle there. Nice little hit. Nice little left-handed hit by Kenobi. 22-15. They need 3 now to wrap up the first 2 games. Down to serve here in front of us is Annie Neuwanner. It's taken by Parr. There's Kim. Tipped over by Rockefeller. Set up. Blue Jays on the attack. And they once again, Emily Kenobi has the force to hit it over, 23-15. Down to serve once again is Neuwanner. This time brought up there by Parr. Set up. Here's a big hit. Nice hit by Sydney Meyer cross court. And she put a stop to that run, 23-16. Mustangs down by 7. And back to serve now is Kyla Tim, the 5'4 junior.
Almost in the same position they were in last set, too.
Exactly. It's a floater, and Rockefeller takes it and hits it over. It's partially blocked and goes out by Jamie Pets. And you're right, just kind of maybe this is where they're going to make their run. 23-17. Here comes the serve again by Tim, and it's a service here. Side of her fist, and that makes it 24-17. Here comes game point now for the Blue Jays. They try to take a 2-0 lead, and Kenobi is the server. Kenobi serve, back row, scoop off, straight up, Tim. Here's a nice shot, but over, good hit by Parr, Sydney Parr, and not over yet, 24-18. Well, you know, they were down by 10, 9 that last game, 24-14. They're a little bit closer this time, 24-18.
Maybe that'll make a difference in the
Rockefeller serve. Passed over to Pets, set up. Here's a soft one over by Tim for the Mustangs. Blue Jays on the attack. Over the middle, set right over, it was Ortmeier, went right down, and that's the score there for 25-18, 25-15, 25-18, as Guardian Angels Central Catholic up 2-0. And the Mustangs, it's do or die now in the next game. They cannot lose the next game, or their 2012 volleyball season is over. We're going to take a little break. We'll take a 90-second break. We'll come back to Grand Island Northwest. You're listening to the Class D1 State Volleyball Tournament live on The Breeze 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Island Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're gonna meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2 games in the book here in this Class D1 match between the number 8 Silver Lake Mustangs and the number 1 Guardian Angels Central Catholic Blue Jays. 25-15, 25-18. One more to play, maybe, unless Silver Lake, they need to come out and win this game or their season is over. And it'll be the Blue Jays serving first. And back to serve first will be Annie Neuwanner, the 5'9 senior. Neuwanner back to serve. Here we go. Game three. Mustangs down 2-0. Tim sets it up. Here's Meyer on the near side. Got it right over the net. Came out and scored first this time.
Hopefully that'll be a good start for them this time.
Well, they did that the last time. Well, it was game one. They got a little early lead, but then the Blue Jays came on strong. There comes the serve now by Tim. Set up at the net. Shot put over. Saved in the back line. That was Ortmeier's shot. Now back to the Blue Jays. They're on the attack. Oh, my goodness. Emily Kenobi.
That was powerful.
Got up and just smoked it. We're tied at one here in game three. She's back to serve now. Taken here by Parr. Tim has to chase it down. She was clear over by the bench, and then nobody knew who was going to take it. One of those miscommunications.
Yeah.
2-1 Blue Jays now here in game number three. Back to serve once again is Emily Kenobi. Kenobi's serve is going to be out. So it's 2-2 here. Mustangs need to keep it close or get this lead and keep it here in game number three.
Yeah, we'll see what they can do with Rockefeller in the back serving.
She's done a nice job back there. She's way down there. Here it comes, a little jump serve. Takes it over to Pets. Set up. Softly hit right over by Abby Ortmeier. In fact, it was so soft.
It just fell right in front of her.
And not able to get it and bring it up was Josie Parr. 3-2 in favor of the Blue Jays. Back to serve is Pets. Little jump serve. Here's Tim. Scoop off. Back over to Pets. Sets it up. Big hit over here on the near side by Fisher. They're going to say it was lifted up by the Mustangs, and it's 4-2. Blue Jays. Back to serve once again will be Jamie Pett, the 5'2 sophomore. Jump serve. Taken by Parr. Tim, and then back over by Sydney Parr. Now the Blue Jays on the attack, and they're just going to have to free ball it over. Now the Mustangs. Scoopaw again. Harshly blocked. Dug out back row. Nice save. Here on the near side. Shot put over cross court and down, unfortunately, by Krista Fisher. Mustangs worked so hard to keep that point alive.
Just didn't go for him. And she hit it down where no one could go. So good shot by her.
You may. You can have it. 5-2. Serve taken to the back line. Set up high. Here's a big hit by Scoopaw, but it's dug out once again by Emily Petz. She's done a really good job there by the Blue Jays. Scoopaw's going to try it again, that time in the net. I think it was on the Blue Jays' side.
It was on the Blue Jays, so that's going to be a point to the Mustangs.
Nice hit by Scoopaw there, and it's 5-3. Sydney Meyer back to serve for the Mustangs. It's taken by Fisher. Passed over to Petz. Wow. Fisher, no, that's that Carly Brock. She, that time, vertical jump just pounded it down.
Yeah, right down the line. That was a good one.
Nice and smooth. Here's Ortmeier's serve. Back row taken by Rockefeller. Par. Scoopaw, that time blocked by Fisher and down. And it's 7-3 Blue Jays here in game three. Blue Jays up 2-0. Here's the shot of served by Ortmeier. It's going to be a free ball over the net. Jump ball, and getting the jump was Fisher and Newwater for the Blue Jays, and it's 8-3.
Mustangs are getting behind again. They're going to want to get a point and make another run.
Can't get too much farther behind. This one's served back row. Rockefeller saved nicely by Parr, and then Sydney Parr gets it over. Scoopaw then got a free ball, and she just sent it right back at him. They weren't ready for it. 8-4, so the Mustangs down by 4, and Sydney Parr, the freshman, back to serve. She quickly serves it right over. And that's an ace serve as Ortmeier puts it in the net. 8-5, here come the Mustangs.
Let's see if she can keep that going and with her next serves, and hopefully they'll have some good defense-offense going on.
Nicely dug out by the Blue Jays. Big hit, but dug out by Parr. Back over to the Blue Jays on the attack. Softly hit over, right back over again. Just keep it right at it until she got it over. There was Newwater. She had it blocked right back at her. She hit it right back again, and that time it came down. It's 9-5.
Right in the bonfire.
Right in the bonfire. Right in the middle. Doug Duda calls it the donut hole.
Donut hole.
Here's a jump serve in the net by Krista Fisher. So it's 9-6. Mustangs with a chance here as Jocelyn Graybill, the 5'7 freshman, checks in. For the Mustangs, back to serve will be Mackenzie Scoopaw, the 6'2 senior. It's a deep serve, take it in the middle. Jump ball over the middle. It's going to go net. Call on the Blue Jays on Jamie Petz, and it's 9-7.
Mustangs are keeping it close. This is what they're looking to do.
They could just get this game, and then they know they could force a fourth game, and then it's kind of the pressure's back on the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
There's a cross. Oh, that was a cross court serve. As on the left side was Scoopaw. She was trying to get over the right side, but it got caught in the net. 10-7. Back to serve is Carly Brock.
Oh,
it's a ball.
He hit a powerful
almost
hit
an ace serve. And it is saved by Parr, and then Rockefeller put it down. Parr made a save right over by the scorer's table. It went over the net. And then it was tipped right back over, and Rockefeller just pounded it down. What a great save by the Mustangs. 10-8. And the libero serving now for the Mustangs. That's Josie Parr. Here's the set. Big hit there, but blocked out by Kenobi had the hit and was blocked out by the Mustangs. It's 11-8 here in the third game. The Blue Jays on top by 3, and back to serve now will be Annie Newwater. Scoopaw takes it. Tim sets it up. Meyer, cross court, dugout, trying to get it over the net was Ortmeier. It just wouldn't go over four, and it's 11-9. And again, Blue Jays are not able to shake the Mustangs. They're only down by 2.
Yep, they're sticking around.
Kyla Tim back to serve now. Taken by Fisher. Passes it to Petz. There's a big hit, but it's long. The hit by Ortmeier goes long. It's 11-10. It's the closest the Mustangs have been since they led early in this third game.
They're going to want to tie it up right here, and that'll really keep the pressure on the Blue Jays.
Here's the serve. It's deep. set up. Kenobi puts it over. Here's the set by Parr. Rockefeller, back row. Set again by Pets. Nice hit, hard that time by Kenobi, and nobody could dig it out, and it's 12-10. So the Blue Jays did what they had to do, and that was stop the run by the Mustangs.
Yeah, but the point right here, the Mustangs can keep it in and keep it close.
Kenobi serve, softly over. Scoupon takes it. Tim sets it up. Here's a shot by Parr, back row. Ortmeier sets it up. Fisher gets it over. Dug out, tipped over, back over to the Blue Jays. Fisher again. Scoupal this time digs it out. Back over to Fisher. Set up. This time Ortmeier dinks it over. Tim, here's Rockefeller, hit it in the net. She's been pretty good most of the evening. That one just to the loft time.
Yeah, that came down in front of her a little too much and just pushed it right to the net.
13-10. Blue Jays up by three. Here's a serve by Kenobi. Taken by Parr. Free balled over by Rockefeller. Kenobi, now Ortmeier. Now the Mustangs on the attack. Here's Rockefeller off the blocks. Dug out, saved by Fisher, and Fisher sets it over. Scoopaw's right there. Tim sets it up behind her back. Parr sets it, puts it over. Dug out back row by the Blue Jays. Ortmeier puts it down, but it's wide. The Mustangs just down by two.
That was quite a hit. It just came down on the outside of the line.
Big break for the Mustangs. Here's the serve by Rockefeller. Passed over to Pett. Fisher hits it. It's blocked out, though, by Sidney Parr, and it's going to be 14-11. So, GACC Blue Jays. I like that. It's a lot easier. Service over. Dug out by Meyer. Scoopaw serves it, sets it over, excuse me. Set up high. Here's Ortmeier. Cross court. Over on the left. Sets it over on the right. Nobody was there. It's 15-11. Blue Jays up by four.
No man's land.
That's right. Here comes the jump serve. Again by Pets. They dig it up. Tim Scoopaw had it blocked by Ortmeier. Back over on the Mustang side. Free balled over and wide. 16-11.
There again, you see some miscommunication on the Mustang side. That's going to force them to call a timeout.
Third game, 16-11. Blue Jays lead the Mustangs. We're back after this on the Breeze, 94.5.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Grand Island Northwest is where we're at, 16-11. In favor of the Blue Jays, the Grand Guardian Angel Central Catholic. The Mustangs of Silver Lake are down by five. They're down two games to nothing. This is a must-win game for them. Right now they're down 16-11. Blue Jays with the serve set up by Parr. Scoopoff blocked by Ortmeier and Brock. I haven't seen that happen too often tonight.
No.
17-11. Blue Jays up by six here in game three. Here's Petz's jump serve again. She's done really well there. Tim sets it up over back. Here's Meyer. Partially tipped. Dug out by the libero. Petz set up. Here's Fisher, and that one's going to be long. 17-12. Now the Mustangs need to kind of chip away at this lead here a little bit. And Sidney Meyer will be back to serve for the Mustangs of Silver Lake. Taking over the far corner. It's going to be almost too wide, but Ortmeier got it over, and then she set it down.
Oh, it just fell in the lines there.
Mustangs thought it was going to be wide, and it wasn't. 18-12. Back to serve once again is Ortmeier for the Blue Jays. Parr, here's Scoopaw. Dug out back row, Brock, and she gets called for the illegal hit. 18-13, so the Mustangs keeping it close here in game three. Must win game for them, and is Sydney Parr, one of their setters, the 5'6 freshman back to serve. Nice serve. That sets it up. Rock. Wow.
She has one powerful hit and just comes straight down.
She's tall. She doesn't have to jump very high. She just hits it straight down. 19-13. Blue Jays up by six here in the third game. Back to serve is Krista Fisher. Well, she just got it over on the jump serve. Set up. Scoopaw hits it over. Back row. Brock sets it up high. Here's Kenobi. Mustangs now on the attack. Scoopaw, big hit, but blocked again, and they're going to call Scoopaw in the net. 20-13, Blue Jays. Back to serve again is Krista Fisher.
Of course, this is where the Mustangs usually have a run.
That's right. So. This is where they make the run. Last two games they have, when the other team hit 20. Here she goes on that jump serve again, and it's in the net. So a break for the Mustangs. 20-14, and Scoopa back to serve now. Kinsey, 6'2 senior, trying to keep her season alive here. Down two games to nothing. Deep serve taken by Newwater. Set up, Ortmeier. Mustangs on the attack. Here's Rockefeller. Cross court, and it'll be a point for Rockefeller as Kenobi couldn't bring it up. It's 20-15. Well, just like you said, here they come.
Maybe.
They got
another chance.
Got to keep it going. Scoop ball back to serve again. Down by five. Game three, 20-15. Taken by Newwater. Set up. Here's Brock again. Dug out by Parr. Cross court pass, Rockefeller. In the back row for the Blue Jays. Ortmeier's just going to set it over. Tim sets it up. Here's Rockefeller. Nice hit. Nice hit for Rockefeller. Two kills in a row. It's 20-16. Mustangs are coming on strong here. Scoopaw once again back to serve. This one's taken deep by Ortmeier. Hetz. Oh, wow. Big hit that time by Emily Kenobi. 21-16.
Yeah, she hits that right down the middle. Playing any defense on that would be pretty difficult.
Carly Brock back to serve. 21-16. Taken by Parr. Set up. Here's Rockefeller. Off the blockers and down. Another one by Megan Rockefeller. She has done really well tonight. 21-17 now.
And saying they're not giving up yet.
That's right. 4 points are all the way down here in game three. They need to push this to another game. Parr serve taken in the middle by Fisher. Set up. Kenobi, big hit, blocked all the way to the back row. Set up again. Kenobi again, this time goes over the blockers, dug out by Parr. Rockefeller sets it over. Hetz, big hit, cross court by Annie Newwater. Got it where, as you say, no man's land over here on the far side, 22-17. Time out, Silver Lake, 22-17, as now the Mustangs have got a hold of the Blue Jays from scoring three more. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on The Breeze, 94.5.
Nearly 4 million people are homeless. Millions more go hungry, and it's happening right here where you live. You can help by showing someone special you care. During the Caring Rose Week, bring 2 cans of food to Roses for You and get a dozen roses for $10. Roses for You will give the food to your local help centers, and the roses are yours to show someone you care. A dozen roses for 2 cans of food and $10 during Caring Rose Week. Now through the end of November, Roses for You, 937 South Locust Street, or visit them at rosesforyou.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here we are back at Grand Island Northwest. The Mustangs have their back up against the wall, and they're down 22-17, down 2-0. We're in game three. Serve is almost mishit, dug out by Parr, and then hit too deep by Sydney Parr. It's 23-17. That was just bad from the offset there.
Yeah, and that last hit just went over the back line, so unfortunate for the Mustangs.
Here's the Scoopaw over to Tim. Now Rockefeller over the middle, dug out back row, set up high. Here's Kenobi, back row save, but it goes in the net. Scoopaw made a nice save, but it goes in the net, and it's 24-17. Here comes the match point for the Blue Jays, trying to sweep the Mustangs here tonight. Service taken by Parr, free ball, it's in the net. and Kim can't dig it out, and this one's over as Guardian Angels win it in three. The final score of the last game is 25-17, so they sweep them tonight, 25-15, 25-18, 25-17, and GACC moves on to play St. Mary's tomorrow night at 8:30 at Grand Island Senior High, and Exeter Milligan will play Sutherland tomorrow evening at 6:30 at Grand Island Senior High, and that's our Class D1 bracket. We'll go through all the brackets for you as we wrap it up on the postgame show after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Vero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Heartland Event Center in Grand Island presents Kenny Rogers Christmas and Hits Tour. Saturday, November 24th at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. With special guest Billy Dean. All your Christmas and holiday favorites. Plus the hits that made Kenny Rogers legendary. Reserve seats are on sale now at Heartland Event Center box office. All Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.com, and by phone.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to the Grand Island Northwest. Our final score here in this Class D1 game was Guardian Angels Central Catholic sweeping Silver Lake 25-15, 25-18, 25-17, which finishes the Class D1 bracket. St. Mary's beat Ansley Litchfield just before this game, 3-1. Sutherland swept Alma this morning, and it was Exeter Milligan taking 5 to defeat Howells Dodge, as the final score there was in 5 as Exeter Milligan defeated Sutherland. So D1 is all set. We're still waiting on a few final scores that you'll have to tune in later and check on, because we have not got them yet. In D2, still no final score on the Mullen-Humphrey game, as Giltner will wait the winner of that one. Meade and Cedar Valley will play in the other bracket tomorrow. That's in Class D2. Over in C2, that bracket's done, and this is how that will be. Norpot St. Pat's will take on Lutheran High Northeast tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Grand Island High School, followed by Hastings St. Cecilia and Hardington CC. That'll be at 11 o'clock at the Grand Island Senior High. That's the bracket for Class C2. Over in C1, we're still waiting on one game over there, as it's still waiting on the Kearney Catholic Lincoln Lutheran game. Lincoln Christian is waiting the winner of that one. They'll play at 8:30 tomorrow night. Columbus Scotus and Ogallala play at 6:30 tomorrow night in Class C1. In Class B, Sydney defeated Norris in 5, and they're waiting for the Gretna-Omaha Gross game to get over with. And then the Grand Island Northwest will take on Waverly in the other one in Class B. And in Class A, Papillion La Vista South will take on Millard West, and Lincoln Pius X will take on Omaha Marion. So there's all your state volleyball action. Once again, it's a 3-game sweep for the Guardian Angels Central Catholic over Silver Lake. Thinks it was a good game. The Mustangs just didn't have the power to get past them tonight.
Yeah, you could see them keep coming back. They kept chipping away. They stayed close, but in the end, the Blue Jays really took command and ended the game. So.
All right. Our thanks to Nathaniel Baldwin for filling, for being alongside tonight. It's always great when you can broadcast with your own son. There's nothing like it. Our thanks to the gang back at the station doing the running the board tonight. And, again, all the sponsors who make it possible for us to bring volleyball throughout the day and from the 2012 State Volleyball Tournament. We can wrap it up here from Grand Island Northwest. Guardian Angel Central Catholic over Silver Lake, 25-15, 25-18, 25-17. I'm Mark Baldwin. Have a great evening. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on The Breeze, 94.5.
You've been listening to State High School Volleyball Action on the stations of Platte River Radio. For results and updated brackets, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. A proud sports presentation of Platte River Radio.